views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. Happy Monday morning. And you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. This is the Janice Underwood Show, and I'm your host, Janice Underwood. I hope you're having a great day so far. And today we have John Underwood with me again. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Nice. Yeah. So one of the last shows we did, I think that was 2 weeks ago, we did a show about helping you identify energy leaks. And in that context, we were talking about stress and overwhelm. And, you know, just when your mind gets so busy or full of projects or to-dos, you know, those tasks that keep bugging you. So you want to maybe focus on a client session, or maybe you want to focus on your writing or something else. And you just have these little nagging to-dos in your head. And so last week we talked about how you can take the first step to getting rid of those energy leaks. And it was just such a great show. And if you haven't listened to it yet, you can go back and listen to it because today's show builds on that. And also, if you haven't gotten the handout to the last show, you can get that at realliferealchanges.com/energy leaks. So, John, I'm going to turn it over to you. How do we identify what needs to get done and get it out of our head and get out of overwhelm?
Well, to do a short overview of what we handled last time would probably be a good starting point. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that's perfect.
So what we went over last time is how to kind of actually identify what we have actually kind of going on. So for the most part, we tend to keep all of this kind of just below conscious level, and it just kind of leaks out into the rest of our lives during just almost inopportune times. When we want to rest, we're thinking about work and stuff of that sort. So what we went over last time was to get it all out of your head. And the best way to do that is just to take a blank piece of paper or multiple blank pieces of paper. And just start writing down every to-do that you can think of that's not yet finished.
Yeah, and the handout was, I think we called it a brain dump, right? And it had some lines on it. And it's a really great way, you know, just to focus your mind on that activity. And so once people write that list, what tends to happen?
So immediately what happens is overwhelm. Once you start to see everything out in front of you now, it's a little less easy to hide it from yourself.
But John, we didn't want to be in overwhelm. Isn't that why we're doing this?
Exactly. So the first step is to go through overwhelm so that we can get a hold of it, go on top of it, and move through that. But also not have it hidden in the back of our minds where we're still kind of, it still kind of nags us. So the first step is to get it out, go through overwhelm. If that happens, it's kind of optional. And then really start to organize it and move through it instead of just having it be nagging us without us really being aware too much of what is nagging us.
Yeah. So, you know, it sounds like to me, bringing things up to consciousness. And, you know, we talk about that a lot, especially in self-growth or even in spiritual work, is we don't know what's bothering us, but we just know how it's impacting us maybe we're not taking actions because we feel a certain way, but we don't know exactly why we're not taking actions. And so once we can bring things to consciousness, now we can do something about it. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And okay. To kind of also keep it from coming into consciousness at random times, like when we're trying to meditate or when we're trying to have dinner with our family or when we're trying to go to sleep at night, not to have this deluge of thoughts coming forward all of a sudden when you're trying to rest, because now all of a sudden your mind is thinking, oh, there's not much going on. Now is when I finally have time to think about all these other things. And it would be nice to have it all written down so that you can have an option for, okay, now I'm at a restful time and I would like to go through these, instead of I'm at a restful time and I want to go to sleep. Why can I not go to sleep?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So, as this goes on through time, as we start identifying what's on our list, which was the task we asked people to go through, because it can be really daunting, but encourage people to go through, hey, writing down everything that comes to mind that you need to do or have wanted to do on this list. And so where are we going today? Where are we going today with the list?
So at the end of the last episode, what we talked about was starting to either do kind of an emotional feeling about each one of the to-dos or to kind of find mm-hmm. the themes. And the reason we did that then was that this show, we're actually going to focus on taking those themes and starting to organize them within projects so that we can think of projects in and of their own selves and use that as kind of the next step forward in organizing your life and your to-dos and the things you would like to have accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, when I do this show, just naturally for me, gratitude seems to bubble up. And so I'm feeling that right now. And as you're talking right now, also with this gratitude, I'm really grateful that this work came into my life many years ago. And you and I, we explored this work together as a couple. And also as, two people who had their own businesses and how we could use it. And so for the listeners who don't quite remember where this system comes from, there are actually components that are featured in David Allen's Getting Things Done. And what was really cool when I was talking to John about this, because I hadn't ever heard of the book or the system, but he had really made it his own. And so there's, kind of the structure of what David Allen did. And then, what John and I are exploring with you and what John's going to, be teaching you is his take on some of the concepts. And so if you're, running your own business, or if you have projects that you run at work, or maybe you're even struggling to get the project of, hey, I want to get out of a day job into my own practice, really exploring the system is a great way to do that. And so, one of the things we talked about, John, was how honoring overwhelm can really help us get past overwhelm. And that seems counterintuitive because we do everything we can to get out of overwhelm by not addressing overwhelm. And so I guess one of the things I'm grateful for is that one of the things this process did when I did my first brain dump was allow me for the first time to acknowledge overwhelm. And so I'm really grateful for that. What are some things that you're grateful for in having used the system throughout your career?
Well, so it might actually piggyback off of your experience of it, which was we want to be out of overwhelm, so we try to avoid it at every cost, whereas the way to actually end it is just to go through it. Mm-hmm. If ignoring it actually fixed the problem, then we would have fixed it a long time ago.
Yeah.
So for me, what I've been really grateful about with this kind of process is being overworked. And of course, the first thought of that is we just keep working more and more and more, and not necessarily on the right things. At some point, it almost starts to become busy work.
Mm.
And so kind of what GTD did and kind of how I've evolved it past that is actually something that David Allen focuses on a lot, which is this isn't a system to get you to accomplish more things more efficiently. If anything, it is to turn away from the work or to have the work have, you know, its time and place. So that the big focus of all of this is actually on not working time and free time and relaxation and rejuvenation and integration, which then makes the work more efficient, but kind of indirectly. And that's not kind of the reason why they do it, but it's a really nice kind of like secondary gain.
Yeah, like a side benefit, right? You're like you're doing it for maybe one reason, but you get so much more from it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I really love that. Well, we're getting ready to take a break. And so what are we going to be exploring when we come back from the break?
So when we come back, we're going to start to talk about kind of a couple of different questions and really kind of starting to flesh out what a project is.
Yeah.
And some kind of questions to even get past some of those stumbling blocks. And then after that, we'll go a little bit more into the technical details. But for this next time, just kind of a little bit of an overview of what a project is and is not.
That's great. Yeah, because I know that especially for those of us who come out of a corporate culture and go into perhaps a more coaching or healing practice, it can be hard to let go of those old maps of what we've been taught about what's efficient and how many hours we're supposed to work a day. I know I struggled with this so much and what a project was and that, you know, I couldn't be creative if I wanted to be successful. There was a lot of old maps that I remember that this system really helped shake out from me. So I'm really excited about our topic today and welcome the listeners to check in and tune in and see if there's something that resonates for you in your life. All right. So with that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. And you're listening to the Janice Underwood Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here with John Underwood, and we've been talking about getting things done. This is the second part of identifying energy leaks and accomplishing more with less stress. And before the break, we were talking about, you know, creating a brain dump or a list of all of the things that are running around in our head, preventing us from being in present moment. And, you know, for those of us who have been struggling to find the present moment, and we'd like to stay in it. So right now we're going to go into talking about projects. But John, before we do that, can you remind our listeners, you know, how did you find this system, and why did you implement it in your life?
So I started having multiple kind of businesses and clients and projects going on. And at some point, just the ability to keep it all in my head and not have things be dropped or forgotten began to be a lot of a struggle. And so at some point it was nice to say, okay, I need to implement something to help with that. It was almost a kind of a sign of success where you kind of have too much to keep in your head.
Yeah.
Which is a good sign, but a problem in and of its own.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you come across this this body of work?
I honestly don't remember. I imagine
really?
It was probably just Google searching and you know, going around probably productivity websites and blogs, and then really kind of seeing that GTD and David Allen were a big part of that, GTD being getting things done. And, you know, if enough people recommend it, it's like, huh, maybe I should look at that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of took it from there, and, you know, kind of as I've been continuing other modalities since then, I've kind of added some of my own stuff to it to kind of hone it in some. That I think would be helpful, not just for me, but for others too.
Yeah, definitely. More holistic. And we'll get into that because there's a lot of stuff that, I think both you and I were very passionate about creating a holistic system, something that takes into account whatever our spirituality practices, meditation, or, you know, anything that, you know, gives us what we call in our culture the work-life balance, but it's beyond that. It's really being self-fulfilled, you know, doing the things that matter to us and spending time with the people that we want to spend time with. So
exactly.
I think it's a really cool system for that. Yeah.
Exactly. Because as this began in my work life, it very much went into my private life too, as you know, it would be a pretty arbitrary distinction to say that we have work projects and we have personal projects and that those have nothing to do with each other or that they should not be structured the same. You know, a to-do is a to-do and it doesn't care whether it's for a business or for income or for a project or for a nonprofit or for a vacation. A to-do is just a to-do.
Right, because it is part of our life, right? And within the context of creating our life, right? Having a system to create our life, well, everything that we do is going to impact other areas of it just naturally, because we're one being, one person. So what we do will impact the rest of our life in some way, whether it's small or big. So let's talk about projects. So what are some key points to remember when we're starting to look at this list? And I think last time also, correct me if I'm wrong, but we also talked about how when you put this list down, you naturally find tie-ins to to-dos. Like maybe these three to-dos are a theme in your life or go to a certain project or something that you want.
Exactly. And that's where organizing them into projects can hopefully kind of start to reduce the number of things in front of you. If you have, you know, 50 to-dos in front of you, it's likely that those are probably going to go down to maybe 15 projects. So now you have 15 things to track instead of 50 things to track. So kind of as far as kind of a definition for right now, I would say that a project is built of of three things. It is an outcome. It is kind of any supporting things that we have, such as, you know, documents or, you know, a book or kind of anything kind of physical needed to achieve that. And a next action item. So I guess we can just jump right in and say what each one of those things are. So an outcome is very simply what you want. However, the more that you can flesh it out, the better. So the first kind of stab is, what would you like to hear, see, and feel to know that this project is done? And hopefully it gets to the point where you almost have an emotional connection to, an emotionally compelling reason that you want to achieve that project. So it might be something as simple as, I want to buy a new house. What will I hear, see, and feel? Well, I will see myself in said house. And I will feel at home. And I will also see my family in the home. And seeing them relaxed will make me feel better and proud. And so that might be, you know, the compelling vision for buy a house project. Or it might be, you know, getting a new job. I will feel more relaxed and more productive, and if I'm able to give more if I had a new job. And this is what I will hear, see, and feel to make that kind of really be something I can imagine in my head ahead of time. And the reason that that is important is, you know, there's different kinds of people, and some people are very, very good at seeing the vision and then always struggling to kind of never make progress towards that. And this kind of, everybody should do this, and it might be easier for some than for others, but it's really good if everybody does it. And then kind of the next thing is the next action items. I'm kind of leaving out support and research because those are just kind of the physical things. They're needed, but there's not much to kind of talk about there. So the next thing
and those could be, John, those could be, like you said, a book, or maybe you need information that someone else has, or maybe it is, sometimes it's just your expertise, right? Your experience and your skill set. So if you have those resources or those items, then you know that you can move to the next step. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And so for a buying house, it might be a real estate agent or, you know, a down payment. Kind of anything within that realm.
Cool. Great.
And the third bit was the next action item. And this can become really important just to, what's the next smallest thing I need to do to get towards this outcome? Now, what's great about this is it's not the next 10 action items. It's not even all of the action items needed to get to this outcome, because that would be overwhelming, especially if you had that for each one of your projects. And it really doesn't leave much flexibility for letting the project evolve or be creative in it. It's kind of like, well, here's a game plan, and I'm just going to execute through it like a machine. If you have a project like that, and so you might, and that's awesome. If so, you know, go ahead and write down those 10 things and you can just check them off one by one. But for most projects that are kind of past any kind of very basic level, you probably won't know exactly how you achieve it when you start it. But the next action item will orient you towards action. And that can help, especially the people who are kind of great visionaries but never seem to make progress. Why the outcome and the vision is really important is for the people who are really, really good at making things happen. But at some point, they get halfway through a project, they've done 50 things, and they have 50 more to do. And they're like, why am I doing this again? And that's when it's good to go back to the outcome and go through what you'd like to hear, see, and feel. And that emotional component that I talked about before, that's what will get you through kind of the slumps within the project as you're kind of going through the actions that need to be done for it. Mm-hmm. And that was really kind of the genius of GTD, was making sure that both of those were always handled. Because some people would naturally go towards one, other people would naturally go towards the other. But if every project always has both of those, mm-hmm. you don't get into kind of that either one of those two pitfalls.
And you know what I remember too, when we used to teach this and when people would respond to it, is that having access to that question again or that outcome again really helped feed inspiration. Because you know how we get excited, we get in the energy of a new inspiration or an idea, especially if we feel like one that we got to, let's just say during meditation or something, we're like, ah, that's it. And we're so excited and we really want to see it in the world. But, you know, after we get bogged down with all the action items, maybe a month from then, we're just like, why am I doing this? And so what I love about it is that we can always go back and get excited or get into the energy of it again.
Exactly. And yeah. For some ways, it might actually show flexibility, such as mm-hmm. these are the to-dos. This is how I thought it would happen. And this isn't getting me exactly there.
Yeah.
However, if I go back to the vision, I can be like, oh, there's another creative way that I didn't think would come up. And this is why it's great not to have all the action steps at the outset, because it might change. Your outcome might change slightly.
So it allows for change, right? That's really cool. Change. Well, we're getting ready to take a break, John. So hold that thought. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about outcome frame. I'd like to talk a little bit about that energy, and then we'll move into how to help people move forward with the list that they've created. All right. So this is Janice Underwood. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio and the Janice Underwood Show. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're talking about how you can, one system that can help you create the life that you want and get you out of the energy leaks of stress and overwhelm and just all the icky stuff that comes along with living in a life you don't want or just a life that you're tolerating. You know, we're not about tolerating life here. We're really wanting to empower people. And so one of the ways we do that is by giving people tools and just some different ways that, you know, maybe you've seen some of these systems out there before or heard about things like projects and outcomes and to-do lists. But, you know, my goal is always just to kind of give you another flavor of it so that perhaps maybe this time when you hear it, you're inspired to take a different action with it, especially aligned with what your personal beliefs are or also fitted into your self-growth or spiritual work. And so I'm here with John Underwood, and we were just talking about the outcome frame and projects, what projects are. And so let's finish, you know, the thought about outcome frame. So what else can we give the listeners to think about as far as outcomes and how we get excited about bringing ideas into fruition?
Sure. So where we actually left was on an idea about change.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to kind of the outcome, so that if our actions kind of get us to a place and we go back to the outcome frame, and we might say, hey, it's actually shifted slightly. So it opens up the ability for change, but it also opens up the ability for creation or creativeness or inspiration or kind of any of those kind of really fun things that we enjoy.
Yeah.
So going straight to the outcome and some of kind of the questions, especially up front, but especially if you get stuck within a project, some questions might be what we've already talked about, which is, what do I want? Mm-hmm. How will I know when I have it? Which is, what would I need to hear, see, and feel? Something else might be, when I get it, what else in my life will improve? Or another way to do that question is, and when I have this, what will that give me? And this is where projects might, you know, a single project might take out the necessity for three or four other projects.
Mm-hmm.
This is where, you know, one solution might chunk up and solve a range of problems in our life.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of them might be, you know, kind of a new place to live in might happen to be by the new office that we're at. So then that actually negates the entire fact of buying a new car, perhaps. In fact, it might come up with a new project of sell a car.
Right.
And then a whole bunch of car maintenance and budgeting concerns go away. But it might also just be an emotional one, like, when I start this nonprofit, then I will feel like I'm really contributing back to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm really contributing back to the world, I will feel at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a huge motivating factor, especially in the emotional realm, for why we would want to do this project and why do we want to see the project through, even though it might be very difficult at times. It might not be linear. It might not be straightforward. We might have to ask for help. And it really does kind of keep that motivation high towards this outcome that we had.
Yeah, you know what this reminds me of is, you know, I like to talk to clients about, you know, the inspiration energy, the idea energy, because that can be so beautiful to be in. But sustaining it through time as we're trying to get the project done or get the idea into form, into physical form, that can be a real bummer. You know, just quite honestly, just a real bummer. So we have to find ways to sustain that. So I like that, you know, the outcome frame provides us a way to get into the emotional energy of it.
Exactly. And we had briefly spoken about this before in the last show, which was when you start a project, you're super excited. And a lot of times it's really good to kind of start to write those things down so that, you know, 2 days later when you're a little less excited about it, you will still have a desire to go after it. So I'm kind of curious because I'm remembering back to your Christmas show, which was over goals and an energetic boost for goals. Does that play into this at all?
Yeah, you know, that was one of my favorite shows. I did a pre-record since it was on Christmas, obviously, and there's a really cool handout that goes with it as well at realliferealchanges.com. I think it's /energetic-boost. But, you know, it's a really cool process. And what I like about it is I created the energy or the emotional component to it and neurological levels. And you can probably speak a little bit more to neurological levels too. I think, you know, probably we'll do a little bit of that in the future as well. Because neurological levels to me are just ways that we can map out our inner world that demonstrate to us why it can be so hard to go from that inspiration energy into environment, to actually seeing a physical manifestation of it. And so that show was really sweet because I had one idea for the show, but as I was actually doing it, it was really nice to just go through all those different levels as energy. So for example, it's like when we get into ideas, we get so like filled and fulfilled with this great energy of that idea. And we think, oh, we can totally conquer the world. But what through time comes up are, you know, some of those neurological levels within us, like who we think we are, right? The identity level or what we believe we can bring in, the belief level, you know, what we're capable of. And so if we remember, and this allows a gentleness with ourselves, if we remember that ideas, inspiration have to go through all of us, all of this physicality of us, you know, something like GTD or what you and I are talking about getting into the feeling state again can really help us stay with the project or the idea and not get bogged down or not get, you know, just not get disappointed in ourselves if things aren't moving fast enough or if we are just having a problem with, you know, what we think we can manifest or create. So yeah, that's a great segue to that because I think that if listeners want to go back and listen to that show with this one, I think it would really give them a depth of understanding of what you're saying with the outcome frame.
And, you know, what I remember about that handout is you actually have an arrow that goes down and it goes from light and inspiration down to, you know, electrons in physical form.
Yeah, physical form.
And, you know, the light and inspiration really is the outcome. And, you know, the physical energy and the electrons almost are kind of the next action items.
Ah, nice. Nice
so
tie-in. Yeah.
What your energetic boost, I mean, what that arrow does is it really is showing kind of the path of kind of a transmutation almost from ideas and thoughts, you know, kind of down through feelings, emotion, life force energy, physical energy, down to just pure action in the environment.
Yeah.
And isn't that something that we love within spirituality is a transmutation, something that goes from, you know, thoughts and almost like the ethers and pushes it down to actually seeing it in the physical world.
Yeah, definitely. And that, you know, our intuition is somewhere in that neurology of ours, you know, so for us to get some clear intuitive understanding comes from the experience and also from, you know, that inspiration as well. So there are these two things that play that nudge us in the right direction. So I love that. So tying it back to what we're talking about, because, you know, a list, while people may think, oh, that's just a physical thing and that's boring, you know, I don't want to create a list, but think about it. That list is your physical manifestation of all the cool stuff that's going on in your head, in your mind anyway, that's not as tangible. And if you can put it down on the list, your intuition or your inspiration can start creating themes and projects from that list. And so the two go hand in hand.
And the other thing that I like about what's in Energetic Boost is you have something for life force.
Mm-hmm.
And that using life force might actually get you past another kind of stuck point if you need it. So going back to kind of that support and research and kind of physical things that you might need, one of those might be asking, what kind of life force do you have? Like, what life force, like, what resources do I already have that I might be needing to utilize more? And what skills and knowledge do I maybe need to put life force towards to get resources that I need to finish this project?
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that allows us not to have the energy leaks of just stress and overwhelm, right? All of that stuff just pulling at us all the time.
Exactly. And it might be kind of a mini project that you can then focus in on that mini project for to get kind of a skills or behavior or resource that you need to then go back to the original project. And so, you know, at the time, the original project is kind of on hold and you now have this mini project that you're working on, and then you're focused more on that, which means you're not overwhelmed thinking about the big project. So it can help reduce down overwhelm to really focus on what needs to happen now.
Yeah. And, you know, as we all know, we only have so much energy that we can use during the day. And if we're wanting to prevent burnout, this is one of the best ways that we can look at how much energy we have towards something. You know, that's something I think that we take for granted. We don't even ask ourselves how much energy we have to put towards a project. Sometimes we just do a project and then take another project and then take another project. And before you know it, we're really tired. Or unfortunately, some people have to get to physical burnout to stop. So I really like that this, you know, GTD and then the way that you've put this together helps people kind of circle back around several times, right? You don't have to do this process just once and do it linearly.
Exactly. It really does build in creation and and kind of a non-linearity, which, you know, a lot of times ideas and thoughts, it doesn't come out fully formed with a plan.
Right. Yeah. So this can really help people go through the creation process as well and let go of some things that they don't need to do. All right. Well, with that, John, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion and actually give the listeners some tools to take this to the next level. So we'll be right back.
To Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. And yes, I say this every week, time flies when you're having fun. We're here with John Underwood, and we were talking about outcome frame and inspiration and how you can use some of the stuff that we're talking about in this series for to help you ground, you know, that inspiration or that idea that you have. And so, John, you know, let's talk about some tools. How can people do this? How can people do this and actually sustain doing this?
Sure. So the tools are extremely complicated. It's going to be an index card.
Oh my gosh, no.
So with GTD, there's all kinds of tools. There's folder methods and software all over the place. And I like to keep things simple. I like to keep things where, you know, it's just me and a piece of paper and I can go, which means I can do that any place. If my laptop runs out of battery, that doesn't mean I have to stop thinking.
Yeah.
So an index card. Or a series of index cards, or even a piece of paper that's cut into three.
Mm-hmm.
So basically on the top of the index card, you put kind of the name of the project.
Okay.
And this is where you start porting over the to-dos. And then you flip the index card over, though, and that's where you put in the compelling outcome. And so you literally have one side of the card for each kind of half. Mm-hmm. One is kind of, why am I doing this? The emotional reasons for it, what will I hear, see, and feel, how I know that this project is over. And on the other side of it are the to-dos. You can even get kind of fancy, which is some projects might actually be quote-unquote to-dos for other projects. Mm-hmm. So, you know, buying a house might also include a small project called selling current house. And that might have a project called cleaning current house.
Mm-hmm.
But basically you have, you know, one card per project. And you might even have kind of another card that's random stuff. You might even have one that's called like grocery list. So some of these projects, you know, definitely kind of cycle through faster than others.
Mm.
But all the tech that you need is a pen or pencil and an index card. And kind of start, you know, so the original papers that you had, like, get all of that stuff kind of onto projects or a miscellaneous project, which sometimes happens. A miscellaneous project. So a project is also something that's going to take more than, you know, a to-do or two or three to-dos. So that's kind of the
difference. Is that like the rule of thumb? like if you have like two or three to-dos, you can categorize them as a project?
Yeah, if it's anything more than three or five, you know, that's probably a good project. If it's smaller than that, you probably keep it simple.
Depends
on how many index cards you want. So for me, right now, I probably have about 40 projects. Not all of those projects are active. I probably have about 10 projects. Uh-huh. So this week, I'll have, you know, to-dos on kind of 10 projects that I'm going to be doing. And that kind of hints a little bit at kind of the next segment of this, which is, you know, how do we do this through time? How do we, you know, keep focused on the things at hand? And that will come next. But the outcome of kind of this show is getting everything on projects, getting everything on index cards and in projects.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even do something that, you know, a good decade ago was called the hipster PDA, which is basically a whole bunch of index cards and one of those little black clips that kind of clip them all together, and you can just stick it in your back pocket, and it's non-technological, which is why hipsters would like it.
That's pretty cool. Or minimalist, I guess, now, these days, right?
Exactly.
Maybe the minimalist PDA.
Yeah.
Nice. And it would fit in your suitcase or your backpack, I guess. You might not even have a suitcase, maybe your backpack.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, you know, we decided to add a part three to this because, well, you know, this, there's just so much to, you know, there were simple steps, but also to bridge the gap between, you know, your spiritual work or your self-growth work in this, we really wanted to take the time and demonstrate how it can really help you with those spiritual goals or with the self-growth goals that you have, because, you know, let's face it, when we're doing those types of activities, they take life force or energy to do them and do them well. Or just, you know, self-reflection takes energy. And so we want to make sure that we have enough energy to not only do those things, but also do grounded action in the world so that we can sustain our physical lives here in really good ways. I like to have fun. I don't know about you, John, but I like to have fun in life. I spent a lot of my 20s not having fun.
I'm not a stranger to the concept.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do part three, and part three is going to really talk about reviewing and how you can sustain this through time. And reviews are really fun. I think you and I, we did some projects, I wouldn't say with GTD, but we did some projects where we did build in time to review and also go through outcome again and get excited about the things that we're doing in our lives. And because that's really where we connect as souls on this earth is we really connect through those moments that bond us or that we are sharing an experience together. And so I think this system allows us to have more of that time rather than less.
And we've definitely used this system on our own projects and even big projects. And maybe that can kind of be the teaser for the next show is we'll share a couple of those.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And speaking of next week, though, next week we're going to take so we're going to give people time to do what we've been discussing today. And so what we'll do is we're going to create a handout of some of the questions that John went through about the outcome frame, and we'll have a PDF available on realliferealchanges.com. So if you'll go back to the show info, and I'll post it also on my Facebook page for Real Life, Real Changes, you'll have a PDF of the questions that you can go through, and you can just hang on to those. They're great, great questions to have through time. And so we'll have that posted. And also next week, actually, we're going to do a show on the dark night of the soul. So here we're talking about inspiration and ideas. But, you know, quite honestly, there's another part of self-growth, which are when you kind of, I call it bottoming out. I don't know if you've had this experience, John. I'm sure you have, because you'll be talking to me about the dark nights of the souls. Of the soul. But, you know, when you just kind of, I call it kind of bottoming out, right? You've had inspiration and now you're just kind of like, oh no, I have to see something I don't want to see or something like that. So we're going to talk about that and the gifts that arise from that and how you can integrate some of the wisdom that you get from that. And then the week after, we're going to have the amazing Krista Kilbane back on with me. And she's going to talk about divine alignment. So John, we have about a minute or so left in the show. What do you want to leave people with as they're contemplating doing this process? got any inspiration for them?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the most important part is that we do this so that we can have it physicalized and put it to the side so that we can really start to relax, rest, and not get to burnout, not get to stress, not be frazzled, so that when we do work, we're really working. And when we're not, we're really doing whatever that thing is in front of us.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, thanks so much for taking some time out today and being with me. And we'll talk to you again. And for the listeners, have a great week. Know that you're supported and that you always have all the resources you need to get what you want and create the life you want and get rid of the life that you're tolerating. All right. This is Janice Underwood signing off. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.